Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we enter the NCAA's March Madness, we will inevitably hear about a player or team's momentum during a game. Professor Kevin Burke of Towson University discusses whether momentum in sports is an illusory or real phenomenon.
It is almost impossible to watch sporting events without hearing athletes, coaches, or spectators speaking of momentum, often citing it as the key to victory. Since the 1980s, researchers have attempted to investigate the concept of momentum. Momentum has been explored in activities such as pitching horseshoes, picking stocks, as well as in basketball, baseball, football, volleyball, tennis, wrestling, ice hockey, billiards, and racquetball. Results of these studies have been inconsistent at best and sometimes frustrating to researchers. Similar but diverse definitions have been used in a variety of research studies, only helping to make difficult the understanding of the precursors to momentum. If scientists, or coaches and athletes, can pinpoint the preceding events of momentum sequences, for example, a steal, good pass, and made three-point shot in basketball, then momentum would have a higher chance of being caused and therefore predictable. Also, no theoretical model has consistently served as a framework for exploring this elusive concept. Momentum has also been studied from the athletes' and spectators' points of view with little consideration for how momentum might be experienced differently from these perspectives. However, it is likely that experiencing sport from the inside versus observing from the outside might be different. When teams or individuals experience positive changes in performance, they are considered to have momentum. Yet these participants often cite momentum caused the improved results. Therefore, circular reasoning has caused misunderstanding of this phenomena. Future research should consider momentum may be a psychological force that is perceived but cannot be measured scientifically. Also, it is possible athletes experience feelings of momentum that do not translate into performance differences noticeable by others. Finally, momentum may simply be a label utilized to describe past successful performance sequences. In other words, momentum may not be caused, but only cited as an after-the-facts explanation.
That was Towson University's Kevin Burke.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.